This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got a game of the week poll up and ready for you. Let's go. I stopped short of using the other adverb word that sometimes people inject into the middle of that phrase. Instead, we're just going to go with let's go. So you can find the poll. Oh, I didn't even retweet it yet. At Amy After Hours, I am sleeping on the job or eating on the job, which might be one reason why a YouTube live stream of our show just wouldn't be the best idea. But producer Pete, I'm starting to get questions about when we're going to do our first YouTube broadcast. And here is what I need to know for my own information. So I understand how this works. Would the camera be off or on something else during commercial breaks? Or is it constantly streaming whatever's happening in the studio? What if I have a moment where I have an itch and it looks like I'm picking my nose? Kind of like a Seinfeld moment. You know, when your head is turned to the camera can only see the left side of your face and you're itching something on your right nostril. And it looks as though I am picking my nose, which I would never do in public, only in private. And if that's the case, and I can't even do that during commercial breaks, or I can't eat a couple goldfish. You know how much I love goldfish. I can't take a sip of water. What happens if I take a sip of water? It goes down the wrong pipe. I start choking. I don't really need any of that to be on camera.
Well, I think just without going through the logistics of it, mm-hmm. I think that there'll be a shot on you, and I don't think it will break during the break. So in that case, if it's one shot, you can go into a spot that's off camera and do that stuff.
Okay. What if there's some element of Spygate to this where other radio hosts in our same industry are attempting to use this YouTube live stream or taped edition of the show as a way to steal my notes? What if they are zooming in a la Spygate, a la Canadian women's soccer team? They're taping. Oh, they might even have drone footage somehow. It's a really high ceiling in here. Somehow they're using our YouTube channel like the Canadian women's soccer team used drone footage so that they can steal what we have put together for the show.
That's a unique question. I don't know. I would say fake notes. I would say do things to deceive.
Like football players and football coaches do.
Maybe draw some X's and O's on the sheet.
Even baseball guys, where they give you a bunch of different signs that aren't the ones that you're supposed to follow, and then the coach has the indicator
right, which is
sign.
Which is the belt or shoulders or wherever.
But yeah, or picking your nose. I mean, that's a good one too.
Right.
So, okay, I just want to ask these pertinent questions just in case there's a chance that we do, in fact, put our show on YouTube. I will say this, even if you don't watch it live, the fact is you could always go back and watch it later. And that, to me, is critical because the podcast is one option. But if you're a YouTuber and you love YouTube, even my new mother-in-law, now, she calls it a podcast. She calls everything a podcast. Even my blog, she calls a podcast. Like when she looked at the wedding photos, well, she'd seen them anyway. But if she looked at my recent blog where I was writing about my grandmothers and sharing photos, and she called it a podcast. So if she goes to YouTube and watches all of our various videos, because we do have dozens of them, that's how part of my new family got to know me, was watching the YouTube channel. Oy, that's not good. But anyway, there's dozens of videos out there, including some that have nothing to do with the actual radio show. Video versions of Ask Amy Anything as well. Holiday events. Pete dressed up like a big gulp from 7-Up, or from 7-Eleven, sorry, one year when it was Halloween.
It's every day.
And we've got Halloween coming up. So there's lots of different ways that we can entertain you with videos. But if there was an option for people to go back and watch the show, I think that'd be cool. Plus, we'd have video clips to share on our social.
Correct. So, so I'm two questions I'm going to conquer.
I'm going to conquer. I like it. It's like a mountain. I'm going to conquer these mountains.
If there's a drone that comes in the studio, will they see the notes? And if you want to eat goldfish off camera, can you eat goldfish off camera?
Right.
Okay.
You know what would be really funny is if we had, I don't know, a stuffed animal. I love stuffed animals. If I bring in a couple of stuffed animals and also some snacks, the snacks for the night with my stuffed animals, and when I'm not here at the desk, because you know often I'm in a side studio doing prep work during commercial breaks. I'm editing, I'm listening to audio, I'm whatever, getting water. And so if I'm not here, the camera could be focused on the stuffed animals and the snacks that are holding down the fort.
Well, a funny story to that. I was doing a show with Andrew Bogish once. He was filling in on the mornings, and we were on the stream, and we decided to go because there's a lot of stuff in front of him. We decided to go down that road, and if you look at all these shows that are on stream, there's a lot of stuff in front of people. Mm-hmm. So we decided to put everything in front of him that was in the studio. So he was hiding behind, I think, a couple of trees.
Couldn't see him at all.
Couldn't see him at all.
Gotcha. So, when they decorate in here? It's obscene. It's like Christmas threw up, and then they don't water the trees, and everything dies.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, then our entire studio floor is covered with pine needles. Right, so if it's just one camera, I feel like we should be able to put something else here in place of the camera with, say, a BRB. Even I know what BRB means.
Right.
I am not cool in any way, shape, or form, but I at least know what BRB means.
Well, we could do something like that. Put maybe a cardboard cut out of somebody. Sit right there and hang a BRB around its neck.
That'd be fun. That actually should work, right?
That would work.
We could tape it, or we could, I'm not sure if we're allowed to be taping things to the camera, but we could do, which one of these is it?
I'm going to say these two that are right here.
The one that's right between you and I?
Yes, these two are, I believe all the cameras in here are ours now.
Oh, gotcha.
I think they took out everything else.
No longer the TV cameras?
From the television.
Yeah, it's a little intrusive. It's staring right at me. The eye. It's like the Lord of the Rings, the eye of Sauron. It's staring right at me.
Hey, I have one that's right at me, too. The possibility of Kaplan recording my moments.
Maybe it can stare at you during the commercial breaks.
Oh, okay.
But who controls which camera is on and which camera is off?
Well, that's the thing. If we're going to have only one shot and there's going to be technically nobody controlling it, then that means, right.
No, there should be two shots. If I have to be on camera all the time, you should have to be on camera all the time.
Okay.
Well, aren't you used to this? You were doing this for the other show that you used to work on.
Yeah, but I wasn't on camera all the time.
Oh, so who's who's controlling it then?
Well, if it's controlled, I don't know who would be controlling it.
It'd be an op, a camera op.
Right, but I don't know if we're going to have a camera op.
Oh, of course not. We don't have anything here overnight.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
When the equipment from 1982 breaks down at, I don't know, an hour before showtime, are you kidding? We're on an island.
1972.
Right. These might as well be Commodore 64s in here. That's how old they are.
Aren't they a band? Oh, that's the Commodores, right?
Yes. Commodore 64 is one of the original desktop models, and we had one in my family that we used to play Ms. Pac-Man on. It was so amazing. My mom and my brother and I, we were always happy with our Commodore 64, and this is before they had internet, right? As they weren't dial-up internet even then, right? And so that was a nice memory to walk down memory lane, but I don't think we need them here in the studio, so it's time to upgrade.
Well, that'd be interesting. You put one of those in there and you're playing Pong.
We played Ms. Pac-Man, Burger Time is my favorite, and Frogger. That's another one. And I think, wasn't there one that was Asteroids? No, let's see. What was it called? Remember when
I think it was Pong.
Well, there was another one where you would shoot at the asteroids.
Asteroids.
I can't remember the name of the game, though. If anybody remembers that old school, it's an OG game. All right. So all of those questions we will search for answers to. I don't know when this would happen, but I think we should do it somewhere around, I don't know, some special day on the calendar.
If we do.
Halloween?
I would say this.
Our first broadcast on Halloween, and we can dress up. Just kidding. Totally joking.
I would say this. whatever it should be a special day. It should be, we should maybe just take a segment first and do a segment.
Just one segment?
Well, take a,
but here's the thing,
a special
though.
Segment.
If we have no operator, the camera, we can't turn it off.
No, but we can set it up to where the camera person gets it going when we need it.
Right, but we can't turn it off. You say we're just going to do one segment, but we don't have any control over it.
I might be able to turn it off from here.
Oh, so you can turn it off, but you can't turn it on.
I might be able to turn on and off, but I'm not going to run cameras.
No, are you kidding? We don't have the capacity, the extra hands, the eyes in the back of our heads. We don't have the ability or just really the wherewithal with just the two of us to be able to run a camera as well.
The eyes in the back of my head retired 10 years ago.
I feel like there's got to be a way to put these puppies on timer.
I would think, but that's
you can
me being
time
a, novice.
A text, because I know you send me text messages when you're sleeping.
That's right.
In fact, he used to do that with producer Jay and have Jay wake him up if he wasn't awake in time for the show.
Hey, look, I was being courteous to my fellow employees. I did not want anyone to be put out because of my negligence, so I had a defense mechanism in place.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're still working out some of these YouTube deets. We're into week 8 in the NFL. And yes, the Vikings have now dropped 2 games in a row. And the missed face mask call aside, they really do need more production from their offense. In the second half, settling for 2 field goals despite 7 snaps inside the red zone on 2 different drives.
Got to continue to be better, operationally with those things. And got to just be more consistent. And, we put together really good drives, and then, we just got to, we're capable of doing that every single time. And we just got to continue to be more consistent that way throughout the football game.
We've got to apply pressure. We've got to marry up the rush and the coverage working together, try to keep people in longer yardage situations and get off the field. And then offensively, we've got to sustain more, both in the run game and then being able to put the ball in the end zone when we get down there.
Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold. Sam had a couple of touchdowns, didn't have any turnovers. Matthew Stafford had one interception that he airmailed early in the second half. But, yeah, the Vikings couldn't take advantage of it. And Minnesota just 2 of 7 on third down. Now, another, I would say, glaring missed opportunity for the Vikings that they really couldn't get pressure on Stafford. Matthew's not super mobile. I mean, you'll see him duck every now and then, but he's not going to run. This is not a quarterback who's going to beat you around the edge like a Patrick Mahomes did with Fred Warner. So why didn't they get more pressure on Matthew?
I don't know as of right now. We're, like I said, short weeks got nothing to do with it. Whatever the reasoning is, we'll take a good hard look at this tape and use this mini bye, over the weekend to make sure we're ready to allow these guys to, a refresh, recharge. And that goes for us as coaches as well as in regards to our schemes, making sure that we can get the momentum back.
Sweet game for Stafford. I mean, it's easier to do, to have a clean game when you've only got 2 pressures from the opposing defense and you're not sacked and you've got your top 2 receivers back in place. Josh is listening in Denver. Josh, welcome to After Hours CBS. Oh, not CBS. Infinity Sports Network.
I'm loving the show, Amy, and it's great. And I just tell you, I see all these ex-Jet quarterbacks around the NFL, and they're playing good. I just wonder what the heck they got going over on in the Meadowlands there, And Darnold, I saw him with the Jets. I didn't think he was that good. And I think the air is starting to come out on Minnesota. I know people in Minnesota don't want to hear that. But the thing is with Darnold, I just don't think he's really that good of a quarterback. I think the team is good. He's got a great wide receiver there. But the problem with that team, I think, is just their confidence level seems to leave when they play really good teams. Matthew Stafford is a beast out there. He's won that Super Bowl. And the thing the Jets, when you come from the Jets, I mean, they got the first player coach in the last 100 years. I think Curly Lambeau was the last player coach. They got Aaron Rodgers around there. He also moonlights as the guy who makes all the trades on the weekend. So that Jet team is upside down. And just to me, you can bring all these guys in, but if you don't have really an offensive line, I don't think you're going anywhere. I wanted them to draft Brock Bowers, and I'm a Denver fan, but I know we have Zach Wilson here in Denver, and Zach, you know, he got really abused over there, but not only by the Jet fans, but by the Jet players. And can I just add something about the World Series? I mean, sometimes I notice when it comes to hitting, like a play, like the Mets left that pitcher Danny Young in the fourth game in the eighth inning. It was basically throw batting practice. It was like they threw in the towel. But the thing is, the players today don't make adjustments in the batter's box. If you got a late breaking curveball or a slider, you move up in that batter's box. These guys don't make adjustments in when they're up at bat, and they look horrible. But Danny Young did something in that game, even though he was throwing batting practice. He struck out twice in that thing. I don't know if Otani, you know, was going for the Kelly Downs or what, but he struck him out twice. He's a left-handed pitcher. I think the Yankees should look at that film. I don't know if it's really going to help because, I mean, Otani's entitled to strike out once in a while. And I'm going to fly out to New York. I'm going to try to get to a game, maybe games four and five, if there is a game five, and really try to have some fun in the Bronx. I'm going to try not to get mugged or anything like that. But I'm just wondering now, Steve Garvey is running for the Senate in California. I think the people should be told that you can elect him for the Hall of Fame, and maybe everyone will vote for him.
Okay, we don't care about politics on the show. Well, I don't care about yours, just like you don't care about mine. So, Josh, I would say there's a lot of information in that call. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you weighing in from Denver. I am going to disagree with you about the Vikings. I think in this particular case, they ran into a team that is bringing back its top two receivers. We know Matthew Stafford's a great quarterback. They already have a really strong running back in Kyren Williams. So to have the balance between run and pass, the defense did not get a whole lot of rush on Stafford, but I think that has to do more with him getting the ball out quickly and them using the run game as well. It was a short work week. Sometimes these things don't go the way that you want them to after just 3 days of preparation. I don't think this is the end of the Vikings, and I agree with you about Sam Darnold, that he looks like a completely different quarterback than he was with the Jets, and a lot of times it has to do with coaching. It has to do with coaching. It has to do with the people around you. Brock Purdy, he's got weapons around him. A lot of them are injured right now, but when he first took over as the starter for the Niners, a ton of weapons around him. Sam has the same thing, and he's got good coaching, and he's got a good O-line in front of him in Minnesota. With Aaron Jones, what an awesome addition. Justin Jefferson, who is terrific. I mean, he's all world. And some of the others, like Jalen Naylor and Jordan Addison and other guys, too. So there's no reason why he can't continue to be steady. He didn't turn the ball over. He missed on a couple of throws, but that's normal. I think it's too early to say that the sky is falling on the Vikings, especially when they still have the majority of their games inside the NFC North yet to come. And the game against the Lions, they were right in it until the end. Had a 10-0 lead in that game, took the lead again late in the game, and were in it all the way to the end. So let's not bury them, or I won't bury them just yet. I think they're doing great. They've got some good veteran leadership and some terrific talent, and Sam has fit right in. At A-Law Radio, take our poll for the after-hours game of the week. I'm going to step out. We're going to step off camera here for a second. But I swear, when I'm back, the poll will be up on our Facebook page as well. What is the after-hours game of the week? I always vote for the non-obvious. That's me. I go for the non-obvious. We'll do some previews coming up. We don't yet know whether or not Jaden Daniels will be part of the Commanders game against the Bears. I am really hoping that he will. But obviously a lot of people talking about Cowboys and Niners as Dallas comes off of a bye. And then an axe to grind still for the New York Yankees as they're back to their first World Series in 15 years. Now, it's kind of funny. It's misplaced aggression or displaced aggression, if you will. But it's terrific. And then the Dodgers playing for Fernando Valenzuela and the fact that they'll be wearing patches. They'll be highlighted at Dodger Stadium. There's a mural. So I'm glad that they'll have the opportunity to honor him. I wish he would be around for the World Series, but they will honor him by playing in the Fall Classic on the game's biggest stage in October. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The biggest thing for me is just whenever a new guy gets into the building, it's just getting on that same page as quickly as possible. Even with guys like Kareem in the running back position, just being able to talk with him throughout the throughout the protection calls, talk with him kind of throughout the plays, making sure he knows what his job is to do, and then letting him go out and execute it. And I've dealt with that throughout my entire career, bringing new guys in. That's part of the NFL. And I think the coaches do a great job of making sure guys are prepared and so they can go out there and have success.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's true. I would say even an understatement from Patrick Mahomes that he's dealt with it his entire career. A revolving door of people around him. And for a lot of reasons, injuries, guys that don't fit the system, but also guys that go elsewhere and get paid. And they're now in a place where they're bringing people back, like Kareem Hunt, like Juju Smith-Schuster, and now adding DeAndre Hopkins. This is apparently a deal that has been talked about between Brett Veach, the GM of the Chiefs, and DeAndre Hopkins, going back to his last availability before he signed his most recent free agent deal. And because DeAndre was not represented by an agent, he and Veach talked personally about the possibility of him joining the Chiefs. And that relationship led to this opportunity where he gets traded from the Titans to Kansas City just in time for week number 8. Speaking of that, why is he wearing the great 8?
Kobe Bryant, one of my favorite athletes of all time. So I knew if I ever got the chance to wear number 8, just like when I picked number 10, Messi was my favorite. Soccer player, underdog, felt like me at the time coming out of college. And, Kobe, it's number 8, it's a special number.
I think the idea of adding a DeAndre Hopkins in his prime might have been more of a needle mover, if you will. It might have been more of a massive headline if we're talking, 4 or 5 years ago. But he still.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A veteran receiver. And I love that Ron Rivera made that point when he joined us on last night's show. The fact that he brings a veteran presence, he's going to come and he's going to get to work. He's not still learning the ropes. He's not a young kid. He's not never played with great quarterbacks. So Patrick Mahomes is certainly a different type of QB. But he's a first-team All-Pro 3 times. He's been over 1,000 yards 7 times in his career. He's got 10-plus years as a veteran. And actually, he thanked the Titans general manager for sending him to Kansas City so he could have this opportunity.
It takes your game to a different level. It takes your focus, your drive, knowing that you're playing for something. It takes your game to a different level. I haven't played meaningful football in a couple of years since we probably started 8-0 in Arizona. It takes your game to a different level.
So he's really excited to play games that matter as opposed to playing out the string. Not that you don't care about what you're doing, but it's a different level of intensity as we hear from DeAndre Hopkins. All right, Andy Reid. So considering the injuries, when might we see D-Hop on the field?
Well, it could be this weekend. We'll see how he picks up. I've got to get him on the practice field. But right, why wait, right? If he can, without putting him in a bad position.
Yeah, you don't want him to get hurt or you don't want him to get lost. But again, he's a veteran guy. The terminology is different. That's the deal, though. The terminology, the language, some of the sets may be different, but routes are routes. If they can communicate, if Patrick Mahomes and some of the others can help him to get lined up in the right place, well, he knows how to get out there to break away from defense and to find an open spot. And with Patrick Mahomes, that very often becomes the crux. Can you get open? Can you find an open seam? Whether it's a man defense, can you lose your coverage, or can you find a pocket in the zone? Well, If you do, Patrick Mahomes will find you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we've got three veteran wide receivers joining three different teams as we are still a couple weeks away, actually inside of 2 weeks away from the trade deadline, which also happens to be Election Day this year. So instead of early voting, we've got early trading. I like it. Actually, I think for the first time in my life, I may actually do early voting. I've never done that before. I didn't even know it existed in my county, but I keep hearing stories about people who are waiting in line for hours, which I think is great. Let's go, America. Let's vote. And so my mom and her husband, they went to early vote earlier this week, and she said there were 300 people in line. Now, she said it went quickly in their county. They live in Montgomery County in Texas, so just northwest of Houston. So she said it went quickly. It was about an hour, but there were hundreds of people in line. And then my mother-in-law said she went to vote, I think it was today, Thursday, and she had to wait in line for almost an hour. How about that? That's spirited.
Early voting and you're waiting in line for an hour, I'll pass. I'll go on Election Day.
I mean, I thought about that, going on Election Day and maybe going first thing in the morning right after I get off work because the polls open really early. The thing
that's
when a lot of other people will be going as well to get in before work. And the district that I live in, the polling place is... yeah, it's relatively small. There's like three machines. So I don't know if that's a good idea. I remember, I will just admit to this, it wasn't the last election, but this is the this is the thing that I'm don't want to happen, is that it gets too busy and I just don't want to wait in line, or I can't wait in line. So a couple of elections ago, again, not presidential election, might have been a midterm though, or maybe actually no, it was a local. And I got there and there was a line around the building and I thought, nope, never mind.
Yeah, I don't get why it's we've gotten like a few years ago there were never lines for these things. Now there's all these lines. I never got that with how it's changed like that, where now it's harder to vote.
I think it's great, don't you, that more people are going to the polls?
I thought it was much easier to do it before.
Maybe because people didn't care.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I don't know how we got on that. Oh, I know. Early voting and early trading. Yes, right. It was great. And then down a tangent I go. Down a rabbit hole I go. So the three wide receivers that we've seen change teams, veteran wide receivers, DeAndre Hopkins being the latest, going to Kansas City. Then we had Amari Cooper, who already caught a touchdown with the Bills. He made his debut last week, and he's also adapting to a new offense with Josh Allen.
Definitely more comfortable, have a better understanding of, you know, what we're trying to do offensively, how we're trying to attack, things of that nature. So definitely more comfortable.
Will they increase his role? I love when people ask questions like that. Don't you want to say, duh? He's already the best receiver that you have on your roster. Of course, they're going to increase his role as best they can.
I'd like someone to not want their role increased.
Yeah, let's go, Amari. Let's have more targets your way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I think that's, you know, why they traded for me. Definitely ready for an increased role. Definitely ready for more opportunities. And I'm ready to pounce on them. So, yeah, for sure.
Now, we did not put Chiefs and Raiders into the After Hours Game of the Week poll because that one may make you want to plug your nose or hold your nose or something like that. So that's not in there because the Raiders, even according to their own coach, never expected to be 2-5. And now, who are they starting this weekend? Is it Gardner or is it Desmond Ridder? They can't be starting Desmond Ridder this weekend. There's no way.
I got to be fair. I didn't look, but I'm just going to go with Gardner Minshew.
Okay. The guy who threw three interceptions last week. Yes. His wheels have come off just a little bit, which is why they replaced him with Aiden O'Connell. So not an optimal situation. But you remember the last time the Chiefs played the Raiders, we got the Christmas Day game that was a debacle for the Chiefs. And at that point, the Raiders felt like they'd figured out Patrick Mahomes. And then the Chiefs never lost again and won at Allegiant Stadium in Super Bowl 57, 8, 9. What are we at?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
50-something. I don't go by the numbers. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I don't either. We're at 57? 50-something? I think it's 58. I'm going to go 58. Okay, let's just someone, Pete, before you look, don't look. What do you think it is?
I think we're at 58.
58. What are you going with?
I have no idea.
Well, you can name every single quarterback matchup going back to Super Bowl I, yep. But you can't tell me which one it is?
Not a clue.
Do you have to count on your fingers?
What? With the I don't know. I honestly have no idea. 58.
Okay.
Because now you maybe do, because, all right, I'd go back. All right, when was the first one? So 58.
Right. Okay, I'm going 59 just for fun.
Somebody going to Google this?
I think Pete is
now. Hang on.
Oh, hang on. We have to hang on. Wow. Maybe he's working on his Roman numerals in there.
Well, I see a couple things. That's why.
They don't use the Roman numerals anymore, right?
Oh, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought we got rid of that.
No, it just depends on...
When they stop being unique with the logos.
Oh, boom. It's 59, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
L-I-X.
L-I-X.
I thought they got rid of it.
59. Sunday, February 9th, 2025. February. There you go. It's February 9th. That's how I remember 59. That'll be easy.
No chance. You'd ask me this tomorrow, I'm going to be like, huh?
So, in other words, the Chiefs' next appearance. No. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but they are the team to knock off. So, no Chiefs Raiders, but we've got Bills Seahawks. So, Amari Cooper and the Buffalo Bills. This is a battle of first place teams. Are you excited, Marco? Are you not entertained? A battle of first place teams with Bills and Seahawks.
Yeah.
In Seattle, where we get the 11th man.
The 11th.
The 12th.
Better not be the 11th, man. That's going to be a problem for Seattle. I'm going to take the Bills, lay the points.
A lot of penalties.
No penalties for 11. Not enough, guys. You're just going to give up a lot of points.
Oh, I was just trying to see if you were paying attention. Okay, at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. Hello. Vote for the After Hours Game of the Week. No apologies this hour necessary for Marco Belletti.
Or last.
I feel like we've instituted a corrections department here on the show. I really feel like this is something that you would get into. I wish you were here with us. I know you can't stay the whole show, but I wish you were here with us at the end because you would be a terrific corrections department.
All right.
Yeah. Just your sense of humor.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was going to be another backhanded compliment.
No.
I wasn't sure where we're going.
And okay. I at times, of course, just like we're talking about the information, there's so much stuffed in our brains. You don't remember it correctly. And so sometimes I'll come out with things that are inaccurate or I'll make up words. So a couple of them this week, superbly, which you were here for, and meticular. I mean, those are, you know.
I see no problem.
Okay, good. Well, we wouldn't need you for that then. But there are times, like for instance, when I was talking about the two teams in the World Series and the number of players in the Yankees who've never been to a World Series, I meant to say Giancarlo Stanton. Somehow it came out Juan Soto. No, it's not because they're both Hispanic. Stop it. Just not you, just in general. I don't want people to get mad. I was thinking Giancarlo and it came out Juan. And so I, of course, got corrected right away and had to issue a mea culpa. Sorry. And then another time, I was thinking about teams that hadn't won a Super Bowl. That includes the Vikings. I said they hadn't been, which of course is not true. They lost four of them.
Yep.
I remember those, of course, because when the Broncos and Vikings neither had won a Super Bowl. I remember it was like this race back in the 80s and 90s about which of those teams would win a Super Bowl first. So now and then things come out wrong, and you would be really good at pointing that out.
Okay.
You would. You'd be a great corrections department.
Well, the corrections
job's open. Would you like it?
The department right now is just a cubicle with a glass of water and maybe a mouse.
I got to tell you, I don't think we can handle that in our budget.
And a Commodore 64.
Right.
That's it.
And the singers, too.
I think you're way over budget. Way over budget.
They're not going to give us a cubicle for our corrections department.
No.
That's true. That's true. Remember we used to have a whole newsroom?
Yes.
Yeah. We did. Now we're just in the lounge. Yeah, we're just in a lounge now, but we used to have our own news department. And then how things work out. They kicked us out. They put us in the lobby, a couple of different desks. Most of the computers don't even work out here. And they closed up that wall. They took our news department. They converted it into a sales room. Right before 2020, and now no sales peeps use it at all. It just sits in there empty.
With a putting green.
With a putting green.
They're here 3 days a week.
Okay.
3 days a week.
Is it full 3 days a week?
Yeah, they come in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, can I tell you, swear that they all come in? I can't tell you that. But they're supposed to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and
Thursday. They're supposed to be here.
And then Monday and Friday, they're not here. And you can see the difference when they're not here.
Nine to nine.
Now, I will say this. If it makes you feel better, all the computers are the same from when we started.
Really?
So if that makes you feel better.
Really? Tradition.
Yes. Yes. We didn't lose the computers. We just moved them. And
they
we
don't
still
work.
Use them.
Well, some of them don't work out there. We used to have 8 cubicles. Now we have 4 with working computers.
I think we had that Commodore 4000 out there.
Sounds about right.
Hey, that's why you're in the closet.
Well, I was going to say, at least you guys are in the lobby. I have a working computer. You sure? You want to see what's going on in there?
Not sure. Not sure at all.
Wait till Ack gets here.
Oh, jeez.
People don't know who that is.
Richard Ackerman.
Well, I know, but you say things.
Anchor.
Right. People don't know who that is. Okay, so he does updates on other day parts. If you would like to volunteer as the corrections department, the job, the position is currently open.
That's right.
We can't give you a stipend, but I can bring you leftover Halloween candy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is going back to the wanting more targets. I'm going to pass. I don't think I want more targets. I think I'm good.
Perfect. Not Amari Cooper that we're dealing with here. Not a wide receiver one.
Good.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. Oh, check out the GIF I put up on Facebook. Oh, it's so perfect for the After Hours Game of the Week poll.
Yeah, I don't have Facebook.
Not you. You're not my target audience.
No.
Here's Marco Belletti.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
An Amber sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Rams trying to keep their season alive, and they're riding the right arm of Matthew Stafford.
Ready for a shotgun snap with 3. Here it is. Vikings bring 3. Stafford well protected. He drills one right side end zone. Caught! DeMarcus Robinson with his second of the half. He flings it into the stands. And John Matthew Stafford has 4 tonight.
4 TD passes for Stafford. Threw for 279. Rams erased the Vikings 30-20. Call courtesy of the Rams Radio Network. Puka Nacua returned after missed 5 games. Posted 106 yards receiving on 7 catches. Cooper cut back as well. He had a TD reception. LA is now 3-4. Minnesota has dropped back-to-back games. They're 5-2. DeAndre Hopkins officially a Chief. 12-year vet. Looking forward to playing some championship-level football.
It takes your game to a different level. It takes your focus, your drive, knowing that you're playing for something. It takes a game to a different level.
NBA Mavericks finished off the Spurs 120-109. Luka Doncic, the near triple-double, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, while Klay Thompson, 22, in his Dallas debut.
Well, the feelings were a lot of nerves, anxiousness, but after a few minutes and you see one go through, you feel great. And great debut. It's only one game in October, but it feels good just to get the first one out the way.
Rest of your scores. T-Wolves survived the Kings 117-115 behind 33 from Julius Randle. Thunder pound the Nuggets 102-87. Chet Holmgren 25 points, 14 boards, 4 blocks. And the Celtics dominate the Wizards 122-102. Jaylen Brown 27 points. Jason Tatum at a 25. Off the floor, an ex-Clipper staffer has sued the team and president of basketball operations Lawrence Frank, alleging wrongful termination in part for raising questions about the management of Kawhi Leonard's injuries. Pacers suffered a loss. James Wiseman suffered a torn Achilles in their season-opening victory against the Pistons. College football, 19th-ranked Pitt dominated Syracuse 41-13, picked off Kyle McCord 5 times, including 3 going back for pick sixes. And Old Dominion, they routed Georgia Southern 47-19. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
You played one game.
I know.
So it's not, I'm not about to sit here and say that just because Joe was out, he played bad. I mean, yes, we did not win the game, which is the ultimate the goal. But, you know, we've been without Joe all preseason, all, you know, training camp for the most part. You know, he's been ramping up. So we have to go out there and execute what we worked on. I mean, it's not just – this team is not – us winning, it can't be solely on Joel Embiid. Like, it just can't. That's not – there's no championship team out there that is solely – like, if Joel doesn't play and if we lose every single game like that, then we can't win like that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like tonight we got to make shots and we got to keep playing the right way. And I think we'll be better. I'll definitely be better. So – I'm not going to worry about that.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
the voice of Tyrese Maxey, and he is right now the man for the Philadelphia 76ers because there is no Joel Embiid, and the terminology is odd, you have to admit that. Left knee injury management. There have been no setbacks. There have been no re-injury, re-tweaking, re-aggravation. Nope. He's managing his left knee injury. That's the word they're using. They're managing his left knee injury, which certainly to me sounds like a thinly veiled disguise for load management. But to have it at the very beginning of the season is odd. So there is no Joel Embiid for this week and no Paul George either because he suffered an injury in a preseason game. So this is a bone bruise in his left knee. So your top two dogs are out, which means the Sixers are, well, they're not playing with all of their firepower. And that's why Tyrese Maxey is talking about it. We can't make excuses. The NBA has indicated it will investigate. And Charles Barkley, he smells something fishy.
I don't have any idea what the Sixers are doing. You know, I don't think it's fair. Now, listen, I want to get this number right because this is crazy. And bless the kid, number one. He just signed for 3 years, $193 million. 3 years, $193 million to play basketball. We're not steel workers. We're not nurses. Like, people who got, like, real jobs who have to work 40, 50 hours a week. We're playing basketball at the most 4 days a week. Most of the time, 3 days a week. He has the best backup in the league in at Drummond. If they had to say it, and Kenny Shaq know this, yeah, he just say, I'm going to play 25 minutes on the second night or back-to-back or during Drummond plays. But to come out and say it in advance was a stupidity by the Sixers, period.
In other words, they should have kept their strategy under wraps because now no one believes that it's an actual knee injury or that it's anything to do with not wanting him to play back-to-backs, not wanting him to absorb too many games or too many nights on his knee so that they can have him healthy for the playoffs. But it is ridiculous. It's game number one. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I understand they've dealt with injuries for him, and maybe that's one of the reasons why they haven't been able to capitalize. But let's be fair, it's not the only reason. They've run into better teams in the Eastern Conference, and they've not quite had everything that they need, whether leadership, whether talent. I mean, they've got some great players, but there are times when that group just hasn't gelled. Does Paul George make a difference? I'm a huge fan of Tyrese Maxey. I think Joel is great. He missed a lot of last season with injury, which is maybe why they're a little bit nervous. But then don't go to the Olympics. That's the thing. You spent a good chunk of the summer playing and preparing with Team USA in Vegas, then going to Abu Dhabi and playing games there. And I know that they were careful with him at the beginning, but he plays through the Olympics. So then how is it that they have to manage a left knee injury now? He didn't play in the preseason. It doesn't seem like this is authentic or being honest with the league, of course, because they don't want to get in trouble. If the league can figure it out or have any kind of proof that this is load management on national TV, especially those games, well, then they stand to get in trouble and even to the point where they could lose draft picks if the NBA wants to get that that hard-nosed about it and crack down on it. But also, it doesn't make any sense. It's the beginning of the season, and unless there's some lingering injury, but what they're calling it is management. Hello. Strikes a chord, doesn't it? Management. Thank goodness we have football to keep us company. Thank goodness we're heading into week 8. Gosh, can you believe it? We're nearly at the midway point of the NFL season. By the way, I'm really, really, really excited that so many of you liked that Ron Rivera conversation from our last show. If you missed it, it's out there on our podcast. And don't forget to take the After Hours Game of the Week poll up now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.